It is time for your KDNK local newscast for this Thursday morning, November 10th. I'm Steve Cole, live in our Carbondale studios with News Director Gavin Dahl. Good morning again, Gavin.
Good morning, Steve. Colorado politicos are trying to understand why Colorado didn't follow the swing state trend of backing President-elect Donald Trump in Tuesday's election. Benta Berkland reports.
Polls showed that Clinton was leading in the state and she won Colorado by just over 2 percentage points. Incoming Democratic State Senator Dominic Moreno of Commerce City says given the state's demographics, he's not entirely surprised at the outcome.
Colorado's a very educated state and, you know, Hillary tended to do better with well-educated folks. We have a large Latino population here as well. Both contributed to her success here.
Colorado and Virginia were the only swing states that didn't go for Trump. Meanwhile, the state legislature remains split, and voters returned congressional incumbents in both parties back to Washington. I'm Benta Berkland.
Model mugging returns to Carbondale this weekend to help women learn to defend themselves against assaults. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh sat down with facilitators Johnny Modine and Robert Mintz, as well as course graduate Raina Grulet, to talk about the course, its impacts, and what people can expect. Here's a clip.
Raina Grulet, you are a graduate of one of these courses.
Yes, I took the course last spring.
Where?
In Denver.
Okay. Talk about breaking the freeze response and how that worked for you.
Initially, at least for me, I know, and even being aggressive as I am, I've always been taught to kind of hold back from situations and not, like, put myself out there and be aggressive almost in a way of, like, defending my personal space. I learned that once I learned what my personal space was and that I had the right to defend it, breaking that freeze response came a lot easier. It was, I had the right to do this, okay, as opposed to, oh my gosh, I'm going to hurt somebody.
Oh, okay. It's about protecting myself and it's not about hurting the other person. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. This is a women's empowerment class. It's not just a self-defense class. We totally deal with the emotional, physical aspect and mental aspect. We also follow through with what happens after the fight.
What does happen after the fight?
Well, what happens after the fight is you have to realize that I've just been through this. I'm okay. I have to find help, possibly call 911, see if I'm injured, how to deal with the police coming, how to report a crime after it has taken place. There's a full PowerPoint on all of this. We also cover the typologies of these men.
The typology of the men. What do you mean by that?
Of the criminal. So there's power and anger. So of the power criminal, or rapist, I should say, is the reassurance rapist and the assertive rapist. Of the anger rapist, there's the retaliatory rapist and the excitationalist. The most common rapist is the reassurance. They think it was consensual. They didn't hurt the woman. They apologize. Sometimes they want to get your number. They'll find you out again. They'll call you. They think that you're in love with them. They come from that point of view. The assertive rapist is the one that wants to get even at a woman or the woman herself or somebody that did them wrong.
That's sort of a vengeance thing, it sounds like.
Yeah, the worst is the excitationalist. He's of the 1%. You can't detect him coming. It could be a random kind of attack. Most rapists are opportunists. They are predators. They search you out. They can tell a victim within the first 2 seconds.
Within the first 2 seconds. So this course is helping women to not appear as if they're a victim? Raina, you're nodding your head vigorously. Can you talk about that?
Well, I think that's a huge part of this thing. I saw several of the people in the class that I was with come in fairly meek and walk out of their raging warrior. It was interesting to see that sort of transformation. This whole process it's transformative. It changes almost every aspect of you, so you carry yourself differently, completely.
Well, Raina, I'm curious about how this has affected other areas of your life, like work, family.
It has completely helped me with debilitating anxieties that I've had, that I've been living with in the past. once I got out of the class, almost immediately got my appetite back and was able to eat.
Wow.
I've had a problem with that for a while, and have just, it's opened up my life. I've been able to get out and do things that I had been nervous about before. I just feel generally empowered and not nearly as timid of life as I was prior to taking the class.
Well, when I met you just a few minutes ago, you didn't seem timid to me. You know, looking at you, I wouldn't say that you are the timid sort.
It is amazing the changes that I've seen, where we've been able to send young ladies off to college with confidence that they can feel safe and that their parents feel safe. It's amazing. Raina is an amazing woman. She had a fantastic experience. I saw a transformation towards the end of the class that was much larger than most of the transformations I've seen. I do work on individuals, giving them different typologies that they ask for so I can play out a specific character to them and reenact some of the things that people have gone through and be able to get that guy in their life that is in the shadows.
That's interesting, the reenactment aspect of this. It seems to me like it could be like reliving this trauma and then creating a different outcome.
Absolutely, they get to win.
And Raina, you're nodding your head. She's agreeing with all of this.
Again, no, I've seen it. I saw it from some of the people that I was in the class with, mm-hmm. where they absolutely transformed just right before my eyes. It was amazing to see.
I'd like for you guys to describe what people can expect.
Friday is simply an introductory class of just 2 hours. Women get to meet each other, meet us. We go around in a circle to say why you're taking this class, what your expectations are of the class. And we do have a PowerPoint throughout the whole 22-hour program. We do things in steps. Mm-hmm. The first part of it is the introductory to the rear attack. And then we go into the rear takedown, which is the number one way a woman is attacked. Then we go into the ground reversals, which is the scariest part of the program, which is the rape scenarios where you will be pinned. At the last day, that's when Robert introduces the verbal activity, meaning a rapist is not polite. They will use some verbal activity that can freeze a woman. And then the last is the frontal confrontation, where somebody is getting into your space and verbally threatening you. And if they cross your boundaries and go to reach or attack you, you have the right to defend yourself. So we do teach awareness, prevention, and if fighting is the last resort, you have to know how to do it. Because if you don't, you freeze. Mm-hmm. And that's what we pretty much share.
We also go through the date rape scenarios too. Yeah.
Model Mugging returns to the 3rd Street Center tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. To register, you can call 274-1222. More information at modelmugging.org. You can hear the entire interview on our website. For KDNK News, I'm Gavin Dahl.
The peak of another Colorado 14er may soon become public land. Our Rocky Mountain Community Radio Network partner KRCC's Dana Cronin reports.
The Colorado 14ers Initiative, or CFI, intends to buy 3 parcels of land extending over the peak of Mount Chavano near Salida. The move comes after the discovery of mining claims, which means the land is currently privately owned. Lloyd Athern directs CFI and recognizes although folks have been climbing Mount Chavano for decades, they're technically trespassing.
What CFI is doing is buying the land so that we can make it accessible to the public and put in an appropriate trail and then give it back to the Forest Service so that it is public land in perpetuity.
Athern says they've raised the necessary $40,000+ for the purchase. He says he hopes CFI will officially own the land by the beginning of 2017 so the group can begin a multi-year trail restoration project. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
Independence Pass remains open through this weekend. Last year, the pass was closed by CDOT on November 4th. 2 years ago, it was closed November 12th. We will keep you posted. The Hanging Lake Trail is closed today, so Forest Service crews can remove 10 trees from the trail corridor. Forest Service staff will be posted at the trailhead all day.